Welcome to Timeless Vinyl on Sid Valley Radio. It's an hour where we dust off our much-loved 45 RPMs, share our memories, and enjoy the warmth of music that was recorded on little black discs. Would you like a record played? If so, please contact me here at Sid Valley Radio, and I will do my very best to include it in a future programme for you. My email address is julie@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. I'll repeat that, and please note the spelling of my name. It's JOOLY@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. Okay, so that's it. Now for our first record of today's programme. Instrumental composed by Gershon Kingsley in 1969 for the album Music to Moog By. I kid you not. It was on the Audio Fidelity record label, I remember that. Anyway, the version that we've just listened to is the version by the group Hot Butter, and it was released in 1972 when it was given its name, the majority of us know it by, that of Popcorn. So next on the turntable is this. It's by Doris Day.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, will be. Que sera, sera.
A song taken from the Paramount Pictures movie The Man Who Knew Too Much, which starred James Stewart, Doris Day and the reliable Bernard Miles, and the song was the original 1956 version of Que Sera, Sera, Whatever Will Be, Will Be. And of course it was Doris Day singing it, and the chorus and orchestra were conducted by Frank DeVol. It got the Oscar for the Best Musical Score in 1956, and interestingly, that year, Doris was nominated for two songs. The other one was from the theme of the film she made, the mystery film, Julie. Kid you not, check it out. Look it up. And so now we're going to take a trip to 1972 and a rather nice but gentle request from the Doobie Brothers, as they want you to listen to the music. See what I did there?
Hello, this is Maxim Novitsky, and you're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie on Sweet Valley Radio. This is my song Probach, which means sorry in English. I hope you will like it.
Запитаю неба, запитаю сонця, як тебе я кохав. Запитаю вітру, запитаю моря, як тебе я чекав. Мої пісні з любові створив я для тебе, єдина моя. Пробач, так було. Тебе я кохав та не забував. Пробач, так було. Без тебе у світі твоїм заблукав, Плаче небо, зникне моє сонце, та в мені біль одна. Як з тобою бути, запитав у Бога, я страждав, та й сповна. Ні, я більш не стану оманою жити без свого тепла. Пробач, так було. Тебе я кохав та не забував. Пробач, так було. Без тебе у світі твоїм заблукав. Час пікує біль, я знаю, позабути все бажаю, бо страждаю, все ж кохаю знов і знов. Чому вмирає ця любов?
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the incredibly talented Maxim Novitsky and his own composition, Probach, which, as he explained in the introduction, in English means sorry. Now, I received quite a few requests to play that song again after I played it a few months ago, and many of you were impressed with Maxim's incredible vocal range, and in answer to your question of where you can hear more of this highly talented man, I suggest you take a look on YouTube. He does have an official channel there, and you can see the wide variety of genre that he covers. A very, very talented man is Maxim Novitsky, and I'm very proud to call him my friend. So from one talented man to another, this is by composer Ennio Morricone, and it's certainly one of his most popular compositions. It's The Ecstasy of Gold. ¶¶
This is Sid Valley Radio.
Recorded in 1966 by the New Vaudeville Band, which of course begs the question, what happened to the old one? The New Vaudeville Band were actually a British novelty group established in 1966 by the composer of the song we've just heard. That was a Mr. Jeff Stevens, and Fontana Records released the record later that same year. And Winchester Cathedral was requested by Tim Jarvis, who, unsurprisingly, lives in Winchester, which is a really lovely place. I do know Tim. I've been there many, many times. I've got some wonderful friends that live that way. So I know it very well. OK, so I know that the tea dance doesn't start till 3 o'clock, but does anyone want a cup of tea? Thank you. From 1958 and requested by Stephanie Miller, that was Tommy Dorsey's orchestra and T for Two Cha-Cha. It was a tremendous worldwide hit and a million seller, in fact, by 1960. And it was an arrangement of the famous Irving Caesar and Vincent Yeoman Propolis song of T for Two, which came from the 1924 musical No No Nanette, which I'm sure you're aware of. And it was done this time in a cha-cha tempo, performed by the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra, as we've just heard. And they were being led at the time by Warren Covington. And Mr. Covington took over the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra after Tommy's death in 1956. And this particular song contributed to the cha-cha craze and led to the band to have even more success. Now, here's Sting and a beautiful song that he recorded in 1993. It's Fields of Gold. Now, if I asked you to name the four members of the Swedish supergroup ABBA, I bet this lady would be the last you'd name. Now, everyone remembers the blonde one, but sadly, they seem to forget the brunette. So that was Anna Frid Lyngstad, also known as Frida, as I said, or the brunette one. And it was her 1982 solo hit of I Know There's Something Going On, which was written for her by Russ Ballard. And it was produced by Phil Collins, no less.
This is my island in the sun, where my people have toiled since time begun. I may sail on many a sea, her shores will always be home to me. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand, all my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand. As morning breaks the heaven on high, I lift my heavy load to the sky. Sun comes down with a burning glow, mingles my sweat with the earth below. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand, all my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand. I see woman on bended knee, cutting cane for her family. I see man at the water's side, casting nets at the surging tide. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand, all my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sun. I hope the day will never come that I can't awake to the sound of drum. Never let me miss carnival with calypso songs philosophical. Oh, island in the sun, built to me by my father's hand, all my days I will sing in praise of your forest waters, your shining sand.
Hi, this is Roxy from Vixen, and you're listening to Timeless Vinyl with Julie here on Sid Valley Radio. Rev it up.
Easy now.
Well, I mentioned him earlier, and he's back. Phil Collins, along with Philip Bailey, and a song that was a big hit for them in 1984. It was called Easy Lover, and it was requested by Marion Armstrong, Trevor and Ann Taylor, and Diana Fitzpatrick. Thanks for writing in and including compliments about this programme and for the tea dance. It was greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. Now, this was this week's musical challenge, and it came from William Layton. Now, you know how I love it when I've set a musical challenge. Well, William Layton in the States wrote to me a couple of weeks ago and set me this one. In the 1950s, William brought all six volumes of recordings that had been compiled by a gentleman called Harry Smith. And it was called the Anthology of American Folk Music. And it was covered the periods from 1926 to, I think it was 31 or 32, I can't remember. Unfortunately, over the years, some of the tracks on Volume 2 in particular of his collection was damaged. And so William contacted me and asked if by any chance I had copies of this particular collection. And he asked if I could help him replace the damaged tracks. Well, as luck would have it, I did. Yes, sure enough, it was in my archive, and I was more than happy to send William copies of the missing music. I'm always glad to help anyone that has a collection as extensive as William's, and I'll play in one of the tracks now for William and for anyone that is a particular fan of this particular style of music. And this is by Henry Thomas, and it's called Old Country Stomp. Now, Mr. Thomas originally recorded this back in the 1920s. I think it was the late 1920s, to be more accurate. And, a little more accurate. And in case you're interested, Harry Smith's collection, called The Anthology of American Folk Music, was released by Folkways Records in 1952. It really is a lovely collection, and if you can find the actual copies, buy it. They are absolutely wonderful. Now for a tune I'm sure that you'll know, and it's played for us here by a very pretty lady who's brought her harp with her. It's Strangers in Paradise, and it was recorded by the wonderful Dorothy Ashby in 1962.
Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better can picture every move that a man could make. Getting lost in her loving is your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back steps. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again. It's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin when I feel like I'm winning when I'm losing again.
Gordon Meredith Lightfoot Jr. was a Canadian singer, songwriter, and guitarist who achieved international success in folk, folk rock, and country music. He is credited with helping to define the folk pop sound of the 1960s and 70s. Okay, so time for one more. How about this one? It's from Anne Murray, and she's brought a friend with her.
Love.
Anne Murray and Bob Holmes with Now and Forever, You and Me, which they recorded in 1986, and that closes today's hour of the Timeless Vinyl. I do hope that you enjoyed listening to our hour together today, and that you will join me again next Sunday here on Sid Valley Radio at 2 o'clock. And as always, between now and then, I'll try and find some forgotten gems for you. So I'll see you in a minute for the Sunday Tea Dance, and in the meantime, take it away, Winifred.